Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience and our VFN Radio audience and, of course, our Gulf Coast audience with the affiliate, the CTN affiliate, WHBR. We love being there every single day, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., trying to just encourage you, give you a perspective of what's going on. And we have just great reports. And we'd love to hear from you. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Hey, man. I'm looking forward to our special report we got coming up. It's all available to all of our partners about this summit. There's so much going on. We're just going to have to, you know, everybody's going to have to join that. We're just going to have one long session about sharing, you know, this multi-dimensional experience.
It was amazing.
Isn't it amazing? And we're going to believe God is going to really just, you know, go through our notes, and we're going to just share with you so you can actually watch it or listen to it, and you'll just be so encouraged because, you know, what we traveled and gathered, we'll just feed it to you, you know, directly. Also joining us today is Stephen Kalaszewski.
Well, hello. How are you, sir?
Doing good. How about yourself? Mr. Troop Master himself,
yes,
of the first Trail Life Troop in Escambia County, Florida. We believe a manifestation to our prayers that we prayed for years.
Yes.
And to watch what happened in such a rapid period of time and the journey, just a huge answer to prayer. And if you haven't yet looked into Trail Life, possibly for your church and your ministry, I encourage you to go to traillifeusa.com. Before we get started today, we'll give a big birthday, happy birthday to Jody Harrington, Operation Blessing with CBN. Just give a big shout out to you and just appreciate what you're doing and how your, you know, vision came to pass. You always wanted to be there doing that, and there you are with your beautiful child. And it's just cool. We just want to say happy birthday to you. We're just so proud of you on the Gulf Coast, of what you've done in the nation, what you're doing around the world. Well, today we're going to be talking, begin a conversation, and you stick to us, you stick with us over this period of next couple of programs. You'll be hearing this. If we don't get to it, we'll cover each of these things, and plus those daily topics of what's going on. But we're going to hear a fresh report in just a moment from Israel, what's taking place with Israel's trying to build houses in their neighborhood, and America, Jordan, Palestinians are going, you can't build in your neighborhood because they're planning on taking Jerusalem. That's their goal. To, you know, so we'll talk about that, and we'll just talk more about that. Also, ISIS, you know, this radical Islamic Quranic accurate movement, that you can find out more on the VFN Torch about that. We'll be talking about the heartland of America is being radicalized. People are being radicalized. And some of the words that were given that we'll hopefully get a chance to mention during that is that Dimitri Duderman prophesied about the center of our nation. There's something happening in the center of our nation. And we're noticing that one, you know, person moved by Satan, moved by darkness, moved by this ideology, can stir a whole nation up. And with that, we're going to be talking about how fragile life is. You know, we always think that, you know, big things, these wars and everything last for us. Oh, that had to be 20 years. And we find out it was only 20 minutes, but it took 20 years to recover from it.
Yeah.
Oh, that destruction from that tornado, it must have lasted 5 years. I said, no, it was actually 5 minutes, but it took 50 years to recover from it. And understanding how fragile we are, which actually allows us to encourages us to humble ourselves and say, you know what, Lord, who are we? Like Francis Chan said in his book, Crazy Love, you know, God's designed everything, the universe created it all in us. So we can look at it and just go, you know, ask this question, who do we think we are? We need to follow him, God with us. And we'll be talking about that. Also, don't forget, you know, prepare yourself, you know, for the coming elections in America, November the 4th. It is an intense ballot in your states and in your counties, you know, that you're going to vote for. Don't just go ask someone. You find out yourself who these people are that are running. Make an attempt to meet them. Read their material. Pray about it. There's so many. Hopefully, we're going to make available to you on the VFN Torch a lot of voters' guides that you can actually look at that doesn't tell you which candidate to vote for, but it tells you, you know, compares how they stand on certain values and issues. And so we'll make that available. We'll be talking about that as well. Also, Operation Underground Railroad, which, you know, we were part of helping, you know, support that amongst a lot of others. and that we're going to be talking about 124 children were just rescued from sex trafficking.
Wow. Awesome.
The biggest number in the recent history even known.
Yeah.
124 children, I think 8 or 16 sex traffickers. We'll be talking about that as well and showing you some video from what took place right there. But you're helping to make that happen.
Praise God.
Answer to prayer.
Yeah, answer to long prayer. Yeah. We've been praying, you know, joining with IHOP Kansas City and just praying, dear Lord, you know, in that. And we're going to be talking about, you know, you don't hear much about unemployment. You just hear people just go, it's getting better, you know. We're going to talk about the real unemployment rate and how that compares to 1929 during the Great Depression, because the true numbers right now of unemployment in America is over 90 million people. These are employable people now.
Uh-huh.
And that's almost one-third of America's population. And how does that compare with 1929? Hopefully we'll get a chance to be able to talk about the movie Let the Lion Roar, a very exciting documentary. It's going to just rapidly take us through, you know, 2,000 years of history. We need to learn our history. If not, we end up repeating it, you know. And I've repeated some history, and then I find some people who teach me later on about history, and I go, you know. And it's like, why don't we talk about that ahead of time? And relationships help that. And that's one thing good about, you know, Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries. This man is a walking biblical, you know, encyclopedia, just the history, and he's able to talk about it intelligently about, you can learn a lot from his ministry and from his products as well. And if we don't get a chance, we'll be talking about this week, but even Jesus said, give me a minute. You know, sometimes parents have to say, give me a minute. Spouses have to say, give me a minute. Friends have to say, give me a minute. Employees have to say, give me a minute. You know, and if Jesus, if the Son of God, God, who holds all things together, Emmanuel, had to say, give me a minute. This stuff about constantly being in someone's face and saying that's what you have to do, you know, to have a right relationship. Sometimes you've got to say, give me a minute. You know, give me some time. And even Jesus went off and left every single one that he was saving and planning on saving to be with the Father, to be able to encourage himself in the Father. And we need to do that. We need to abide with the Lord and understand we need him to be able to do all these things we're doing. There's so many people who don't give themselves a break. They don't just pause. And you're just pouring out from an empty tank. And we'll be talking hopefully about that this week, if not in today's program. But first, we're going to go right straight to Israel to get an update of what's going on in from the Jerusalem Post. Take a look.
Prime Minister approves over 1,000 new units in East Jerusalem. 22-year-old woman from Guatemala laid to rest. Jordanian ambassador warns Israel over settlements. And the Museum of the History of Polish Jews opens exhibit in Warsaw. Shalom and welcome to the Jerusalem Post News. Here are your headlines. Officials in the Prime Minister's office said on Monday that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has authorized plans to advance 1,060 new housing units in neighborhoods in Jerusalem beyond the 1967 lines. According to the officials, 600 of these units will be constructed in the northern neighborhood of Ramat Shlomo and another 660 in Har Choma. Netanyahu has also given the green light to move forward infrastructure projects in the West Bank, including roads that will serve the Palestinians as well. The official declined to comment whether there was concern these moves would significantly harm Israel's position in Europe and the U.S., which sharply condemned an announcement earlier this month of moving forward development in the Jerusalem neighborhood of Givat Hamatos. A woman who died of her wounds sustained during last week's terrorist attack in Jerusalem was laid to rest before dawn on Monday. Hundreds bid farewell to Karen Yamima Mosquera, the 22-year-old Ecuadorian native who was hit by the car driven by an East Jerusalem resident on Wednesday in an attack that also killed a 3-month-old baby. Mosquera, who came to Israel to complete her conversion to Judaism, was laid to rest on Mount Olives. Among those in attendance at the funeral was Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barkat and the Ecuadorian ambassador to Israel. Israel and Jordan celebrated their 20-year anniversary of the peace treaty between the two nations at an event on Sunday. Jordanian Ambassador Walid Obeidat spoke at the event commemorating the historical moment and said that Israel's building in the settlements is a threat to the agreement.
All such acts are incompatible with international law and international humanitarian law and if allowed to continue, will ultimately imperil the treaty.
The main exhibition at the newly built Museum of the History of Polish Jews in Warsaw is set to open this week. The museum is an initiative of the state to set out to remember not just how Jews in Poland died, but how they lived. The Polish Museum, Polish Jews have an intricate 1,000-year history in which they were often persecuted, but at times also celebrated. Poland currently has about 8,000 Jews living in it. Around 3 million Polish Jews were killed during the Holocaust. Later this week, the presidents of Israel and Poland will lead a ceremony to open the main exhibition at the museum, which stands where the Jewish Warsaw Ghetto once was.
You got to catch this video and this audio, but they're talking about, and we're going to make it available to you on the VFN Torch if you didn't just hear it and see it, but they are trying to build housing right there in the middle of their own town, their own city, the Jerusalem is. And Jordan's leaders are coming against them and saying, you can't do this. America's leaders, as a matter of fact, United States Department spokesman, Jen Psaki, said Monday that these plans for these new projects in Jerusalem is incompatible with the pursuit of peace. I mean, can you imagine if you decided, you know, I think I'm going to change the paint color on my house, you know, and then all of a sudden the United States of America says, I think this is incompatible with peace. And then you start saying, well, it's not your house, you know, you know, and that's what we're saying. We're going, wow. And not only that, we're going into another country's house. And it's not even an American house. It's, you know, God's house. And, our U.S. Department spokeswoman says specifically, you know, that's what, you know, this is not compatible to that. And Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, saying that the international community remains quiet when Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas incites to the murder of Jews in Jerusalem, but strongly condemns Israel when it builds in Jerusalem. I mean, when these people incite the murdering of Jews, you say nothing.
Right.
When we build an apartment, a house or something, you say something. It is so obvious, you know, who is your contractor, right?
Yeah.
It's Satan. And then we're supporting, that's one thing, a friend, hopefully she's listening today, you know, Teresa Murray that we met, she's meeting with some of the leaders in Israel in Houston. And I said, fall to your knees and repent for what we've done to Israel. You know, stand in the gap for America. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you did that, Teresa, because we really are just sinning before God in what we're doing to America. But as you see about earlier segment, that God will use Israel as a whipping post as a woodshed moment for, you heard watershed moments? Well, mm-hmm. woodshed moment when a nation's in rebellion. He will cause that nation to turn against Israel, and everything God said will happen to a nation and a people and a person when they turn against Israel will happen to them. And guess what? That's how you know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be talking more about this. You know, make sure you catch the summit review from Morningstar on our partners on the specials that you get to by just logging in to the partners area. But one of the things is that 2015 is going to be a physically hard year.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a difficult year. Prudent preparation is also available for you. How to prepare. You know, it's you know, a foolish man sees danger. I mean, a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a foolish man sees danger, keeps going, and suffers for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, I mean, we spent every fiber of our being, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. trying to prepare and to warn and...
Right.
And just don't be shocked, you know, don't be shocked, but you can prepare. There's still time to prepare, and it's easy now to prepare for what's going to happen. And by doing this to Israel, we can guarantee there's going to be a response, because God's not a man that he would allow the Son of Man that he would change his mind. We can blame it on Washington, or we could say God turned our leaders against Israel because we turned our hearts away from God. We turned it to religion. And we turn back to God, which is repentance. And then Benjamin Netanyahu goes on to say, says, we don't accept the double standard that they're setting. We build in Jerusalem. We build in Jerusalem. And we will continue to build in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Say that again. The double standard that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said about Israel with every, you know, all these nations that are coming in against all things Israel, all things Jews, and their one land, he says it's a double standard. You stayed quiet when they're provoking and successfully murdering our fellow citizens. Mm-hmm. But now, because we're going to build a house, you're going to say something? He says, we don't accept this double standard. We will build in Jerusalem. We will build in Jerusalem. And we will build in Jerusalem. Don't you just love him?
I love him.
You can find out more about the VFN Torch. That's from the Jerusalem Post. More, get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Have you felt it? Dark forces marching across our country, an agenda trampling upon our first freedoms, endangering our First Amendment rights, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom to petition our own government. Talk about biblical standards publicly in this new era of so-called tolerance? You could be bullied, fined, subpoenaed, fired from your job, or worse. Recently, the speeches and communications of five pastors in Texas were subpoenaed by Houston's openly gay mayor and her attorneys. The subpoenas were the mayor's response to citizens collecting over 50,000 signatures in 30 days to put her special homosexual rights measure on the ballot. This bulldozing of the First Amendment freedoms of pastors in Houston is unprecedented. Is it a preview of what's coming to your community? It doesn't have to be, if America returns to God and His truth. Scripture tells us to put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. We are inviting you to join with Christians across the country in support of the pastors in Texas and for religious freedom across our nation. Join us Sunday night, November 2nd, 2014, for I Stand Sunday. You'll hear from the five Houston pastors, as well as Governor Mike Huckabee, Duck Dynasty's Phil and Al Robertson, Dr. Ed Young, Southern Baptist Convention President Dr. Ronnie Floyd, host Tony Perkins, and other Christian leaders. The I Stand Sunday simulcast event is a chance to stand with these pastors and stand against the radical agenda sweeping our nation. Sign up now at istandsunday.com.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy. $50 Eye Guy.
Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm a pastor of a church, and we've investigated getting land from the Bureau of Land Management here in Nevada. They donate land to the school district, but they won't donate land to the churches. I was just wondering what our stance is on.
It depends if the Bureau of Land Management's policy is that we'll give it to only other governmental entities, and that may be what's taking place in that particular case, that it's a governmental entity that is the one requesting land, and they will give it to another governmental entity, and that's maybe the reason why they're not giving it to churches. So if they have a general land use policy that allows them to donate land to various groups, including nonprofit organizations, and saying they shouldn't donate it to the religious group, you could win that case pretty easily. But it's probably because there's a limitation on the issue as it relates to the government agencies receiving the land.
Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
And you know, Pat, I abide. Do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
Steve, do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
I abide, you abide, Steve abides. We all abide together. We want to encourage you to abide along with us.
I think Chris does too.
And I think Chris does too. He's shaking over there.
Smile.
He doesn't have a mic.
Smile,
oh, right, he's jumping. He abides too. And I know Greg abides. Listen, join us in abiding. We talked about how you can get a free, simple plan. Go to iabide.org, select Get Your Free Plan Today, And when you begin to abide, we want to hear what the Lord is saying to you. Contact us. Of course, you can always follow us on Facebook and go to VFNTV.com to find different ways that you can connect with us and with the program. Mm-hmm. And we want to hear what God is saying. There's so many abiders right mm-hmm. now, and God's saying so many wonderful things. Children are hearing from God, and they're journaling what God is speaking to them in the Word. And
with
that
crayons.
Is beautiful. Crayons, pens, markers, you name it. They're just writing it down. And God's speaking to them, giving them dreams. And it's like, wow, very good. So the Spirit knows no age. You know that? Spirit knows no age.
Nope.
And when God wants to speak, He will definitely, definitely speak.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
ISIS in America, again and again, you know, from the dream and September the 28th that was given to Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, several others that we talked about in the segment, Prophetic Warning, ISIS is Coming to America, Rick Joyner and More to Come, Part 3. The Q&A from Rick Joyner. You can see that on the VFN Torch. I was just reading the title there for you. But right in the heartland, as a matter of fact, I want you to see this CBN segment here. And we're going to talk prophetically. It's not enough to know the news, but we need to know what to do with the news we know. And we're going to talk to you about some prophetic dreams that took place in the context of this. Because quite often you're hearing people say, oh, we can, you know, we're the strongest military. We can defeat anything. There's nothing to come against us. Unless God doesn't want us to win, unless God wants us, is dealing with us. Mm-hmm. I mean, Israel thought that when they ended up in Babylonian captivity. So, you know, we need to pay close attention. But Nineveh didn't, and they were worse off, or about the same, and they repented. They paid attention, understood, and then God just stopped this. And so take a look at this. This is right in our heartland. If you go back and look in the history of the VFN Torch, and hopefully there's some related links right here, when you hear about Islam in the world, Islam in America, and the different versions of radical Islam, which means they took the Quran and took it serious, and this, you know, that they're writing serious for Muhammad. And then, you know, this is some pretty serious stuff that is going on right here. And even John Stenberger has said himself in an interview that we had, or a part that he did in BFNU for us, was he was talking about the hope for America basically is a backslidden Muslim at that time,
that's,
you know, right?
Sad. Yeah.
Somebody that's not loyal to the Quran. And it's like, but what happens if somebody becomes loyal? And now we're calling those, you know, long rangers, you know, or radicals. And it's like, well, that's a person that became loyal, you know, no longer, you know, partially. Matter of fact, take a look at this. We're going to give you some prophetic dreams that have taken place. Has to do with this. This is radicalizing our heartland, ISIS in America.
It's hard to imagine America's heartland as a breeding ground for terrorism. Yet when news emerged that two U.S. citizens had been killed in Syria fighting alongside ISIS, the path led back to, of all places, Minnesota. The two men were part of a growing number of young Muslims from Minneapolis and St. Paul who have answered the call of jihad. At least a dozen young Muslims from here in the Twin Cities have left their homes to travel to the Middle East and join ISIS. Some of them worshipped at this mosque in a quiet suburb of Minneapolis.
An Egyptian-American man allegedly recruited young Somali Muslims from the Al-Farouk Mosque and helped send them to Syria. Mosque officials say they banned Amir Mashal earlier this year when they learned he was preaching jihad. The suspected terror recruiter remains at large.
Usually there's one principal person that is what I call the guide of the person that can take this person in this ideological state and guide them to Syria or wherever it might be.
Bob Fletcher is the former sheriff for Ramsey County, which includes the city of St. Paul. He now works with Somali leaders to battle radicalism in their Twin Cities community, which has seen dozens of young men travel overseas to join terrorist groups in recent years.
They need to procure travel documents. They need to raise money, usually somewhere in the area of $4,000 to $5,000, to help facilitate all the travel that takes place. And plus, they want to have money when they get there. And they need to make sure that someone is purchasing the tickets. That requires a credit card of some source. And they need a driver and a facilitator to get them to the airport.
The recent deadly attacks against Canadian soldiers and the Canadian Parliament by ISIS sympathizers were another reminder of the chaos that just a handful of terrorists can cause on Western soil. It's estimated that as many as 3,000 Western passport holders from places like Canada, Britain, France, and the United States are fighting for the Islamic State. FBI Director James Comey and Attorney General Eric Holder both said recently that 12 Americans are fighting with ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Other Obama administration officials have said that at least 100 U.S. citizens overall have traveled to Syria to join terrorist groups. According to Democrat Congressman Tim Bishop, up to 40 of those American jihadists have already come home.
Those 40 are under FBI attention and surveillance, so they are known and they are being tracked by the FBI.
One suspected American the FBI is tracking starred in this recent ISIS propaganda video called Flames of War, where he executed Syrian troops.
We're here in the 17th Division military base just outside the city of Raqqa, and we're here with the soldiers of Bashar. You can see them now digging their own graves in the very place where they were stationed.
A major concern is that ISIS recruits will return to the United States and carry out attacks here. Fletcher says ISIS sympathizers on U.S. soil who have never traveled overseas but were self-radicalized at home may be the more immediate threat.
I think it's a far greater concern that people that are here and radicalized that haven't gone back might strike out against America.
Eric Stackelbeck, CBN News, Minneapolis.
And so, you know, what is the Lord saying? I mean, that's the news. And that's pretty much, you know, what you hear quite often. This has happened, that's happened, this has happened. But with VFN TV, we like to talk about, you know, what's God saying about what's happening. And people are getting dreams. People are getting dreams. People are getting visions. And God is sharing with us. He says, hear what my spirit says to the churches. You know, people who don't believe the Lord speaks don't know him because he speaks. I mean, that's what he does. You know, but people, you know, quite often, if you're of English, you know, origin, people think, you know, God shows up. So how was your day?
Right.
Was this fine? You know, but you know, he speaks in visions and dreams. He speaks in so many different ways. A picture is worth a thousand words. If he shows you a picture of something, just one picture of something, it just says so many different things. Mm-hmm. But if he just says two or three words, that just says two or three words. You know, and so God created everything. I mean, you look at the earth and it just screams God exists, and that men are without excuse, and that we will be judged in the end. I mean, that's what it says just by looking at God's creation is what he says in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, I believe. He says, because of just looking at his creation does that. And so, you know, God's speaking. And so what is he saying? Okay, this is what's happening, you know, and God can defeat any adversary on the earth. That's not an issue. But help! And I'm falling in. Anyway, so the what he's saying about ISIS is that Ezekiel 33, verse 1, this is what the word of God says. It says, the word of the Lord has came to me. This is a prophet. This is somebody who's hearing what the Lord is saying. Son of man, speak to your people. So he's saying, speak to the people of God. This is not for the world. Say to them, when I bring a sword against a land, which you could say, hey, America's a land. Is it a land?
It is a land.
Is it a land?
Yes, yeah. Is it a land? I would say it is.
Yes, thank you for keeping me floating. Is this land? It's a land, and the people of the land choose one of their men and make them their watchmen. And so, in other words, there's people, and you have to do this. By the way, you have to say, you know, who has God put in my life, you know, in the Lord to be a watchman in your life? I mean, you can even be a watchman, but you need a watchman in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, a man who measures himself by himself is not wise.
That's right.
There's wisdom and a multitude of counsel. And so we need to hear what the watchman is saying. The interesting thing is there's a lot of watchmen right now. And VFN TV, the daily radio program, specifically was launched to be a watchman, to be one of those trumpets. And we get back from the break, we're going to continue this and sharing with you what God is saying in regards to this radicalization of the heartlands of America and some things about Dmitry Dudeman and some words that have just come just recently. Back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says Visit Our Sponsors, I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on Visit Our Sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service, and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know, when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on Visit Our Sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
Thank you for watching VFNTV, where we're keeping the conversation light and focused on Israel.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So we're reading it. What does this mean? You know, the ISIS in America, you know, the heartlands are being radicalized. We're reading from Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 1, and just quickly going through it again. It says, the word of the Lord came to me, the prophet, and that's Ezekiel. Son of man, speak to your people and say to them, when I, this is God, bring a sword. Isn't it interesting that the weapon of choice of the present adversary is an ancient thing called a sword, when you have so many other ways that death can come?
Right.
I mean, there's so many ways, but it's like all the way back to the sword. And God understands how we're made. Like, okay, there's a sword and there's a person riding a horse, even though he could be riding a, you know, a Mercedes. He's riding a horse. I mean, he's just letting us know. When I bring a sword against the land, which could be other things other than a sword, but this just happens to be a sword. And the people of the land choose one of their men and make him a watchman. And he sees the sword coming against the land and blows the trumpet to warn the people. And that's what we've been doing. Look, and when God opened the door and told us he wanted us to do what we're doing right now, he called us a trumpet. So those are words coming out where people are saying, warning, 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 storm, storm, storm. The urgent thing that even Pastor John Kilpatrick, you know, you heard that. Warning, warning. That's what we're doing every day. Warning, warning, warning. And at some point, you just like, take cover, take cover. It's here, it's here. Right. We're going to get through this. Build for 1,000 years, you'll begin to hear. And so then, if anyone hears the trumpet, in other words, you hear what's being said, but does not heed to the warning, and the sword comes and takes their life, in other words, you die in the storm, their blood will be on their own head, which means you could die in these things. A lot of people say, well, you made it through it. And it's like, well, I don't know. 70 million people died, I believe, in World War II. They didn't make it through it. They went to the judgment seat of Christ. You know, the thing is, we just don't know. You just don't know, you know, if your life, we just don't know if our life's going to be called today or tomorrow. But we have to be ready for that. But in verse 5, he says, since they heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not heed the warning, their blood will be on their own head. But if they had heeded the warning, then they would have saved themselves. In other words, God's going, warning, warning, warning. And we go, you know what? Hey, I mean, we could just say, you know, I'm a dirtbag. I should have repented. God, I'm sorry. I don't know what took so long. You know, forgive me. And God goes, all I wanted anyway. Mm-hmm, that's all. Right. That was it. I just wanted to be in relationship with you. Things back right again. And he says in verse 6, but if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet to warn the people, and the sword comes and takes someone's life, that person's life will be taken because of their sin. In other words, that still will happen. But I will hold the watchman accountable for their blood. And so these dreams, these prophetic dreams, are us all trying to warn everybody and tell everybody what God's telling us. And that this is how God spoke to Ezekiel. This is how God's speaking to us. And you can see a lot of those warnings on the VFN torch. But one is Dawn. You know, Dawn is a lady in the Lord that, you know, God's speaking to her. She's totally fresh at hearing the voice of the Lord. And so she's just open to, you know, what God's saying. And she begins to talk about it. And you would think that this particular, she's from Tampa. Mm-hmm. You would think that this word would be just for her. But there's a Texas word I'm going to share with you as well, which is identical, which also lines up with what just happened in Canada, mm-hmm. which also just lined up with what we just heard in the center of the United States with right. Stuckelback. Is, you know, she was in her childhood home, and three members of ISIS were coming to her home. Mm-hmm. So she's immediately trying to hide herself, trying to find. She wasn't scared for her life, but she knew that they were coming. And as she prayed about it, she felt like three things were coming. She felt like famine, financial crisis, and terrorism coming to America. But it was three. What does that represent? Understand, it's all Islamic. Everything that is not of Jesus Christ, everything that's the only way to God is through his son, Jesus Christ. He's the gateway. Jesus said, every other way is a thief and a robber. So it doesn't matter what you call it. Whatever is coming against a nation being fashioned that is not part of the Lord, you know, is of darkness. Mm-hmm. And so you know, you can call it whatever. Don't get all caught up on a title.
All right.
If somebody could broadside you with a Jesus pen. I thought it was a sword. Just religion is what put Jesus on the cross is what I'm basically right. saying. And so, you know, and so she's sharing this. And, of course, you're thinking, well, this is something, you know, that has to do with Dawn and what, you know, God's speaking to her. And he was. But there's two meanings there, because then I think about, you know, Kechara, you know, Bradford out of Texas. And all of a sudden God begins to show her that there's this big celebration going on. It's almost when you think about Israel that was, you know, partying and all this kind of stuff. And all of a sudden a hand shows up on the wall and puts a warning. It says you've been weighed in the balances and been found left wanting. And Israel was about to go into captivity. The storm was about mm-hmm. to hit Israel. That's mm-hmm. what that was. Well, she's in this dream, and she's going through this. And I mentioned briefly about this, but think about in the context of what you're hearing now of God's news behind the news, that you know, all of a sudden this parade turns to everybody go to your home. The loudspeakers came on. There was this voice with an accent saying, "Go to your homes." That a day of reckoning has come, mm-hmm. and that ISIS is coming to your homes. Well, think right. about it. Tampa is hearing this. And these two ladies do not know each other.
Right.
Tampa's hearing this. Texas is hearing this. Houston, Texas is hearing this. And then you hear in Canada, you know, this prophetic warning from the man who attacks these people in the government in Canada. And they said, a day of reckoning is coming.
Right.
I mean, you know, put it together. I mean, you mm-hmm. know, these things, nothing happens outside the Lord allowing it to happen. He's not doing it, mm-hmm. but it can't happen unless God allows That's it to right. happen. And then so you're looking at the synergy of America, the heartland, and that brings me to Demetria Dudeman. You know, we had Michael Badia, his grandson, on VFN TV, but this is a Demetria Dudeman, Demetrius Dudeman. He's with the Lord now, but he wrote a work, a book called Through the Fire, I think it's called. We have it on the torch. Mm-hmm. You can find it. And it's a prophecy over America. And he talks, you know, he was so shocked when he came to America because he thought it would be, this is a Christian nation and this is so wonderful. And he gets here and he goes, it's just sinful. Why did you bring me here? And he came from Romania, yeah. I believe. And then God began to show him. New York was on fire, Tennessee, in this dream, these prophetic encounters. New York was on fire, Tennessee was on fire, Florida was on fire, California was on yeah. fire. Mm-hmm. Las Vegas, I think, was on fire. And in regards to this prophetic dream. And then he showed him, and this word is on the torch. You can find this and we'll make it related. But the synergy, the heartland of America, where they're radicalizing and that whole spirit of a storm being fashioned against America. Well, this is what Demetrius said. He said, that something's going to happen in the heartland that's going to stir up everyone, that they're going to turn the resources to the center of the United States. And then, this is a prophetic word, not mine, it's Dimitri Tudeman's, then all of a sudden, while we're focused on the center, then all of a sudden these fires will start. And part of those fires is they found our nuclear reactors and they started, probably terrorism or something of that nature. And you can find the whole word and the accuracy of that. So we got to pay close attention. I know when we first, got on Christian Television Network, I'm saying, we got to get to the heartland, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And like, okay, all right. No, if we can get to the heartland, if we can get on CTN in the heartland, we can start talking to folks, because what they want Christians to do and what they want people who love America and love God to do, or just love America, the concept of America, they want to tick you off and punch you and poke you in the chest and get you all riled up, so all of a sudden that you'll respond, and then you can kick, they can kick into another mode and kind of force the agenda. And you don't I forget the name of the segment, but
don't swing.
Whatever you do, just be calm, trust God. Even if it costs you your life, remember that you will be standing in the throne room of God. You don't want to be the one that swings and takes us into a whole another realm. You can defend yourself, but don't just provoke a fight. So then I'm thinking about what God showed me when I was in South Carolina, and God gave me a vision of America and in the heartland. And I was in the heartland, and all of a sudden this little thin tornado appeared, like a pencil thin tornado, and everybody was watching it. They're watching it. They're almost like standing in Colorado looking towards the flatlands of Kansas, because it was flat where we were looking, but it was mountainous, I think, where we were, at least higher. And so everybody was kind of, unintimidated by that. Oh, we can deal with this. This is just ISIS. This is a couple wild, long, whatever they call them, radicals. What do they call them? These long, whatever. What do they call them? Long wolves. You hear over and over, it's like, okay, 10 long wolves is a gang. how many more long wolves we got to have, right?
Right.
And besides, look, they just killed our people. Anyway, so then they're looking. This is what God's showing me. Then everybody's looking at this thin tornado. And so in other words, it is a tornado, but it's something manageable, nothing intimidating. We can get through this. But what they didn't realize what was going to about to happen was the whole sky was just dark. It was a storm, but out of that storm came this thin tornado. But they were looking not at the sky, not at the huge dark clouds. They were looking at that thin tornado. And guess what happened? The entire sky fell. Bam. It hits America, and the heartland of America is still land, but the land turns to water, and it's like the ocean. It's like all of a sudden this huge wave starts going west, and that lines up with, what God has been speaking in some ways to Rick Joyner, talking about, Texas and the southwestern United States. It's going to be a major attack on that part of the country. And we get back from this break, break, that we're going to talk about how fragile things really are. We think they're not, we can get through this. And it's like, you'd be surprised. Something that lasts for 40 seconds could take 40 years to recover from it. More when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 I Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, 2 locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 I Guy.
We want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience and our viewers. Don't forget, we're on the Gulf Coast every single day. From Destin, the beautiful sandy beaches of Destin, Florida, all the way to the beautiful historical parts of Mississippi. And over 1.4 million footprint out there. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Just the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. So we want to be able to be there with you each day, bring in some light to this interesting times. And we're getting some great feedback from you, and we so love to hear from you. Remember our Facebook, and you can communicate to us. We'd love to receive messages from you and letters, actually positive messages.
Yes.
Anything negative, just send it to Pat. He can handle that kind of stuff.
They had a representative from the District of Columbia. They all went to Israel as a, for solidarity.
A lot of people might not know where the District of Columbia is.
Well, educate us, because it's near Washington, D.C. somewhere.
It is Washington, D.C.
There it is. Okay.
I assumed you knew, John.
Right. You assumed wrong.
This is a man with all these degrees. And,
hey.
And last I heard,
I didn't
walking
go to that
on
class.
Water.
I missed that class.
This is our education system. We need help.
I want my money back. No.
Yes. That's why they call it Columbia University. There,
there we go.
Right, right. Okay. Back to.
Back to, yes.
Back to
the night with
Brother
Israel.
Dan.
The okay, night with Israel.
Oh, how are you doing?
I'm doing
¿Cómo está?
Estoy bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien.
Muy bien.
Yeah. ¿Cómo está, El Pato?
Come
yeah.
on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so getting back to Washington, D.C., District of Columbia.
He got one joke. We're
yeah, that's
we're
good.
We're going to wear that out.
6 years of college,
hey, we're
going
to use that humor. I just want you to know.
That's
where's
good.
The we're
going
to use that humor
good.
For can, the next
can y'all make
seven
sure
weeks.
We get... Okay, they got that.
Okay,
right there.
You got it?
Welcome to VFN TV Daily Radio Program.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T. Light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
So you think about it, you know, how could these things happen? And I think about David Wilkerson when he said, we're talking about prophetic warnings of something mm-hmm. that's about to go down, and it has been, but it's about to really increase. 2015 is going to be a turbulent physical year. Mm-hmm. You know, Rick Joyner says, and what we're seeing as well, and it's the last part of the four blood moons that we talked about and all that stuff. And it's just time to go to the woodshed, probably.
You know, definitely.
It's like, okay, you know, I suspended this. I took that. I took your job. You know, I'm just going to have to whip your butt. Right? That's what, you know.
Yeah. That's what I hear.
Spare the rod.
That's right. You hate the child.
Really?
Spare the rod.
Spoil the child. Hate. I'm sorry.
Right to
Pat Hamilton. If you have TV.
It's Proverbs, man.
Yeah, right. If you don't discipline them, you hate them.
Spare the rod.
If you spare, spoil the child.
You hate them.
Oh, it's a new version, the PIV. Anyway, so covering this real quick, like,
look it up.
All right. So, how much time does it take for disaster to happen? So often, you know, we think, well, it's going to be this long, continual, ranting of, you know, Pat proving he's right, or it's going to be. No, seriously, it's going to be.
Sure, I'm not doing.
No,
I'm just it wrong.
I'm just playing. I got to use this time.
Okay.
And so, things unfold quickly. I mean, tornadoes. You think about it. You think about Hurricane Ivan and what took place. It was a major. I mean, if you were anywhere in the Gulf Coast, I mean, we have five hurricanes that hit Florida in the Gulf Coast region. Five hurricanes in one season. It was just like you quit saying this will never happen again because you just braced yourself for it to happen again. But one hurricane named Ivan lasted 22 days from the time it was formed to the time it was over. 22 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost $18 billion. Estimated. Wow. $18 billion in damage. I mean, is that more than you got in your checking account? I mean, think about it.
A little bit.
22 days. Well, you think about Hurricane Katrina. Hurricane Katrina only lasted 7 days. I mean, think about it. Only 7 days. But it cost $125 billion for those 7 days of damage. Mm. We keep on thinking, we got to help ourselves understand how fragile we are, that we need to humble ourselves before God. We don't need to mm-hmm. say, I'll ride this out. I'll stay in rebellion longer. I'll continue to stay in sin. I won't go to the cross. I won't, you know, get rightly related. I'll continue in this religious jargon or whatever. I'll just do my own thing. It's like, don't you understand how fragile we are?
Mm-hmm.
We're very fragile. We're very fragile. And 9/11, when those two planes hit the Twin Towers, that was 18 minutes. And you know how much that cost America, including the thousands of lives that were taken? Thousands of lives in 18 minutes. $3.3 trillion of damage, estimated to be it. Thousands of lives.
Wow.
$3.3 trillion, 18 minutes. Or you think about Joplin, the hurricane, the Joplin, mm-hmm. Missouri, and the tornado event that came, and it was an E5 in Missouri, an E5 tornado that lasted 38 minutes. 38 minutes, and it cost $1 billion in damage. $1 billion, and took lives, and it was just tragic. Or you think, I mean, come on now, World War I. I mean, come on, that's like, everybody, you just think, well, that lasts forever. No, it's just recent wars that last forever. But World War I, it took 16 million people's lives, and it lasted 15 months, our involvement, America's involvement. 15 months. I mean, think about that. Wow. Well, you think about World War II. Okay. 3.5 years. 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Shorter than the payments for a car, 5-year note on a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't even know. Probably is. 71 million people dead in 3.5 years. And you think about World War I, that's also the time the influenza blew in, where 50 million people died in addition to that.
Right.
Or just think about this. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. And every man, every business, every house, every animal, everything that did not enter in to God's plan died. God provides a way. He provides a way. That's what he's talking about through Ezekiel. He provides a way. But the thing about it is, you know, Noah preached for 120 years. He taught for 120 years. And people think, well, nobody's responding to Ezekiel, so Ezekiel's not of God. Nobody's responding to Jeremiah, therefore Jeremiah's not from God. Nobody's responding to Noah. Noah's got animals at his church. You know, he's got animals. That could not be God. I mean, he's got giraffes and stuff like that. Noah's not of God. I mean, that's what the people would say. They would say that. As a matter of fact, everybody on the face of the earth other than Noah and his total 8 family members.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even know. I mean, obviously, the family wasn't full. I mean, one of the benefits they got, the fact that they was related to Noah. Because we find out after the flood, they had a few issues.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all sinned. We've all fallen short. And God even said after the flood, you know, men are evil. We're evil. And we need a redeemer. But understanding this, that it just took 40 days and 40 nights. Not a whole year, not 6 months, not 38. It just took 40 days. That's like a month and a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about what David Wilkerson said, who's with the Lord now, and he's a prophet that's cried out for years. And people kind of responded to David by going, you know, he just always, you know, said that. And the very same people that say that, and just, you know, real godly folks responded to him like, you know, that's David. He's just always doing that. But as soon as these things come to pass, they remember David and they go, that's exactly what David said. And it's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, but you actually lessened the warning to all the people that saw your television program, that heard your teaching from a pulpit. And now that it happened, now you're in agreement with David when you should have been in agreement with David when David was prophesying the word of the Lord and saying, this is what God said. And how many people, because we don't join in with what God says, and we just speak against the prophet until it does happen, and then we agree and say, yeah, that prophet was right. This is what Ezekiel 33 says. It says that your pastor, you, or this Christian or that person, their blood will be against you. You'll be on your hands. You could have stood in agreement. You could have said, this is true.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go right up front, you go, this is true, this is the word of the Lord, or you say, well, I don't really know, but this is what 50,000 folks are saying they're hearing from the Lord, you know, mm-hmm. 5, 6, 7, 10, 20 people you can trust. You know, you're obligated to go listen to the watchman. Because if you don't know, that means you're not a watchman. Like Pastor John Kilpatrick said, the evil watchman, remember in Sons of Solomon, when she goes out looking for her bridegroom and the evil watchman, she says, where is he? Where is he? You know, and then the evil watchman says, I don't know where he's at. And if you don't know where Jesus is at, then you don't know Jesus.
Right.
And if you don't know what God's saying, if you don't know what the Lord's saying, you got to find out. Why aren't you hearing what God's saying? We should be crying because God is just shouting to us, mm-hmm. and letting us know And the reason why he's letting us know now that we can turn back to God. We can say, Lord, here we are. Lord, forgive. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, it only takes seconds for things to happen that could take decades and generations to get over. But if we humble ourselves, God will just hear from heaven, heal our land. He'll stop this storm that's been fashioned against us. That's why he sent watchmen on the wall to be able to warn us. Understand this in the end, that their blood will be either on your hands and their head if they don't repent, or just their head if you warn and they don't repent. But my hope is that everybody will repent and come into the presence of the Lord, and the Lord will stop this plan, this intended plan of the adversary against our nation. Join us for a continued conversation on our next program.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
You just really wouldn't think it's possible. I mean, how could this be? Why would anybody really want to harm us? Why would anybody want to reprogram the way we think? Why would anybody want to fundamentally transform our nation from its original founding fathers' intent as God, as our foundation? Why would anybody want to take over our children's lives? Well, the reason why is because they say a hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. When you train your children up in the way that you want them to go, that's how they'll go. God's called us to train our children in the way they should go. But let's just don't take our word for it. Let's look back at history and see what happened when they found out what Hitler was doing in the very same time with the church trying to de-Christianize a nation. And that's what's happening today in America. You're looking at in every corner, and every infeeding of news and media and presentation is to just remove God out of the public arena, to de-Christianize America. But it's just the sins of the past. Listen up.
In 2002, a Jewish law student uncovered a report from the Nuremberg trials in the 1940s. It was compiled by members of the OSS, an American spy agency in World War II. The report was called The Nazi Master Plan, The Persecution of the Christian Churches. And it laid out a step-by-step plan to de-Christianize Germany. Take over the churches from within, using party sympathizers. Discredit, jail, or kill Christian leaders. Re-indoctrinate the congregants. Give them a new faith in Germany's Third Reich.
So where were Germany's Christians in all of this? Most of them were too frightened to protest. But a small remnant of Christians did stand up against the Reich Church. A group of 3,000 Protestants, known as the Confessing Church, openly defied Hitler and paid the price.
Adolf Hitler said, "I'll make those damned parsons feel the power of the state in a way they'd never believed possible. If I ever have the slightest suspicion that they're getting dangerous, I will shoot the lot of them."
700 pastors from the Confessing Church were arrested. Many of them were murdered or sent to concentration camps.
There is such a thing as evil, and this man is evil. Hitler has no permanent loyalties. If you cross him, you'll die.
Understand that that is the ultimate goal of adversary Satan, is to steal, kill, and destroy. That actually happened. Removing the knowledge of the Jews and God's people from the land,
concentration camps. That was what the end result was. JJ, listen, we have to pay attention. Jews and Jesus, understand this. The church and the Jews won't end up well if we continue in this direction. De-Christianizing America? Well, we need to stand up like the confessing church did and say, no, no more. As for me and my house, as for me and my city, as for us and our nation, we will be one that acknowledges God.